is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. If you've never heard the sound of a police car being struck by lightning, now you have. It happened in Newcastle, Oklahoma. At least four tornadoes were confirmed in that state and Nebraska last night. And in St. Louis, Missouri, they're wondering why they weren't warned about last Friday's twister.
Many St. Louisans say they did not hear the warning sirens go off before the tornado tore through. Mayor Kara Spencer says
this was a human failure.
She says years-old policies led to confusion over who's to press the button. She's giving sole control now to the fire department. She also says she's considering asking the governor to deploy the Missouri National Guard.
In order to make that specific ask, we had to do a full evaluation, an assessment of the needs. We are completing that as we speak.
Michael Calhoun for CBS News, St. Louis.
After yesterday's phone parlays with the Russian and Ukrainian leaders, President Trump says Pope Leo may have a role to play in the peace efforts.
I think it would be maybe helpful. There's tremendous bitterness, anger. And I think maybe that could help some of that anger. So having it at the Vatican would be in Rome would be a very, I think it'd be a great idea.
Following former President Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis come the questions, did he know about his aggressive prostate cancer while still in the White House? Dr. David Agus says the likelier scenario is the then president consciously held off getting screened.
Many VIPs, like a president of the United States or a head of state, will say, hey, I don't want to do something that I don't want the answer to. And I'll do that when I'm out of office or when it can no longer affect how people perceive me.
A Trump-appointed federal prosecutor is dropping charges against Democratic New York's Democratic mayor, but charging a Democratic congresswoman over a scuffle that broke out when a delegation tried to visit an ICE facility. Mayor Ross Baraka says he's confident Congresswoman LaMonica McIver will be cleared of assault charges.
I think that the congresswoman will be vindicated, and the videos are clear. Everybody can see those videos. They'll see the whole thing, and it'll be clear to me, and it'll be clear to her in court.
The Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial continues in New York following last week's testimony from former girlfriend Cassie Ventura. CBS's Jerika Duncan has more.
We're expected to hear from more witnesses, including Cassie Ventura's mother, Regina Ventura, along with other people who were associated with Combs. This case is expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. We are in week two, so we have a lot more people we will likely be hearing from.
And a cold case cracked in Paris.
This is the end.
French police say a memorial bust of American singer Jim Morrison, stolen from his grave 37 years ago, has been found in an unrelated police raid. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A city payout over a troublesome tree is a big issue for the Racine City Council tonight. Alders are set to vote on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a $21,000 payment to a resident whose car was destroyed by a falling branch from a city-owned tree. Critics say the use of the mayor's veto for the routine claim settlement is unusual, especially as the city has routinely approved similar claims in the past. Council members say the case raises questions about consistency. Data centers need to be cooled, and a Racine company is spending big money to make that happen. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Modine Manufacturing is investing $38 million to expand its production of chillers for data centers. It'll create 450 new jobs for the company. An upgraded facility of theirs will start making more cooling systems this summer to meet growing demand. The expansion is said to support the growth of data centers like Microsoft is building in Mount Pleasant. Southeastern Wisconsin gas prices are right around that $3 mark, with Waukesha the cheapest out of Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha today. Melissa Kay has more about the price at the pump around the state.
Gas prices rose 7.1 cents over the last week for an average of $2.98 today. This is 2.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Oil prices jumped following President Trump's decision to reduce tariffs and strike new trade deals. This move caused gas prices to increase in over three quarters of U.S. states last week. Drivers are seeing significant savings at the pump compared to a year ago, but that gap has narrowed as oil prices have rebounded. As it looks now, this could be one of the most affordable summers for motorists since the pandemic.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanje, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanje with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's going to be windy and cold with rain, heavy rain likely here today. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high today near 50, wind will be east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, not as windy. High of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Everything hurts. Last week, I woke up, I asked my wife, I was like, hey, did I play rugby yesterday? She's like, no, you shook a can of paint for me. Went to the doctor to get checked out. He said, everything's really good. He goes, I do want to let you know, though, you are pre-diabetic. Who isn't, right? I mean, come on. Why would you even tell me that, right? Do I have diabetes? He goes, no. But I could get diabetes? He goes, yes. Okay. Do you have diabetes? He goes, no. I go, but could you get diabetes? He said, I guess so. I go, let me tell you something. You're pre-diabetic. No charge. That's on the house. Are you alive? Yeah, you're also pre-dead. Sorry about that.
Hey, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. She said. easy, but I keep on waiting, anticipating for that soft voice to talk to me at night, for some tender arms to hold me.
There goes Supremes, the Super Supremes, Anna Ross, the Supremes, Can't Hurry Love. I wanted to be a fly on the wall when Diana Ross told him, by the way, the name of the group is now Diana Ross and the Supremes. Wonder how that went down with the rest of them. It couldn't have felt good. I mean, it turned out well for the group, but still, it couldn't have gone down well. All right, today we're going to have some showers. Hard to believe it's such a beautiful morning. Huh? Showers all day today. Could be 1 to 2 inches of rain, they say. Highs near 50. Showers and thunderstorms again tonight. Lows 47. Showers tomorrow. Highs near 51. Looks kind of beautiful now. Some clouds in the sky. 47 degrees right here at Radio Park at 611. And coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning, Robin Ehrlich's going to be here, Communications and Public Relations Director for the Milwaukee Film Festival. We're going to get the all the final results of the film festival. They did a wrap, and we're going to have the wrap up. And it should be a lot of fun. I love movies, and these are movies that you should be watching. They're not in the mainstream theaters, but there are ways to find them. They're very good films, so we'll find out what they are. Hey, it's 6:12, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Ah, wouldn't it be nice? Here come the Beach Boys. Timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm doing my paperwork. I had like tons of paperwork here today, and all of a sudden it vanished right in front of my eyes. All right, what's a wise old saying that's actually pretty dumb? Okay, now, there are here some of the people came up with some good ones here. They said, cheaters never prosper. You were always told that, right? Yeah, even though they do often prosper. Flattery will get you nowhere. That's just naive. It does work. And there are no stupid questions. Obviously, pretty inaccurate. There are plenty. It's 6:50, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for showers today. Hard to believe, huh? Such a beautiful morning. Right now, cloudy, 47 degrees at Radio Park with Dion.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart. 'Cause I'm so afraid.
must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, the next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. 'Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Must I be a teenager in love?
Beyond the Belmonts, Teenager in Love, 617, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Have some showers in our forecast today. Again, it's hard to believe it's such a beautiful morning. Highs near 50. You know, I did notice red skies in morning. There was a red sky this morning. I took a video of it as soon as I got out of my house. Was it red sky in morning? Sailor take warning. I guess it does make sense. Yeah, there was a red sky. There was a red sky at night. No, red sky at morning, sailor take warning. Yeah, so showers today, highs near 50, showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 47, showers tomorrow, highs near 51. It's funny, that saying does make sense now. Cloudy, 47 degrees right here at Radio Park. Hey, you know your product is fully addictive when you're telling people to shut it off. Okay, TikTok is adding a new feature to encourage kids to stop scrolling and go to bed. After 10 o'clock at night, they'll see a prompt in their For You feed offering guided meditations for them to help unwind, fall asleep, and shut TikTok off. Well, that's good. I like the way that sounds. All right, it's time for Pete and the Beat now.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler. Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com. WRJN.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. Your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They seek the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. On your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh.
go. Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Teach your children. 625, local news, time to hit to WRJN. Showers likely today with a high near 50, right now cloudy, 47 degrees here at Radio Park. All right, a couple in England shared a photo of potato chips spread out across their bed at a hotel. The husband asked the staff to put 30 bags of potato chips on the bed to surprise his wife. Now, they thought he wanted them spread out like rose petals on the bed, so that's what they did with the potato chips, spread them out all over the bed. He just wanted the bags of potato chips for her. What a mess that was, huh? Whoa. Got to clear up these misunderstandings, folks. It's 626, Jerry and the Pacemakers, and I'll be there.
Don't you worry, darling. Don't you know I'll be there. I'll be there. When all your dreams are broken. Answer your unspoken prayer. Right. Don't you worry, darling, I'll be there. I'll miss you, and in my dreams I'll kiss you. Then wish you luck on your new affair. So, baby, call me, and don't you worry, darling, I'll be there, there whenever you need to know that there is someone.
Makers, Jerry Marsden, lead singer that just passed away about a year or two ago. Yeah, a lot of great catalog tunes there with Jerry and the Pacemakers. 6:29, local news, Tamla's hits here at WRJN. Hey, talk about being in the right place at the right time. A heart doctor from Oklahoma saved a guy's life on a recent flight from Uganda to Amsterdam. A man on board was having chest pains, and lucky for him, cardiologist TJ Trad was there. Even luckier, TJ was on his own from a medical mission in Uganda and had a bunch of supplies with him on the plane. He ended up giving the guy five medications doctors give to treat a heart attack. Trad also had a credit card-sized EKG device with him. He says he always has it on him now since he had a heart attack last year. But with that guy having the heart attack, that was pretty lucky stuff to have that guy with all that on the plane. Huh? 6:30 on the nose. Let's check our news this morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As demand for data centers grows, so does the demand for cooling them. Racine-based Modine Manufacturing is investing $38 million to expand its chiller production, adding over 450 jobs at a Mississippi facility. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company will upgrade that plant this summer. Earlier this year, Modine revealed plans for 200 new jobs at its Franklin site. The Racine Common Council tonight will decide whether to overturn a mayoral veto. Mayor Corey Mason has opposed the payout of a $21,000 claim for tree damage. It was for a resident whose car was destroyed by a falling branch from a city-owned tree. The mayor cites fiscal responsibility, but critics point to larger city expenditures and recent other litigation as evidence of inconsistency. The former Branham Lumber site on Taylor Avenue is turning into a mental health hub. Tomorrow, there's a groundbreaking event launching construction of a new 50,000-square-foot behavioral health building. A statement says the facility will centralize vital mental health and substance use services, including a new 15-bed residential treatment program. County leaders say the project will improve outcomes for those facing behavioral health challenges. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin's now prepared to participate in the National Milk Testing Program looking for high-path avian influenza. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. The program's been going nationally since last fall. Why did Wisconsin need this much time to join in? That explanation on the way.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosolve brand products from Novo Nesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosolve inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
Wisconsin's already tested about 6,000 milk samples looking for high-path avian influenza. Now they'll increase that number. Adam Brock, administrator of the Division of Food and Recreational Health, says getting involved in the national testing program required an adjustment in protocol. Why? Because Wisconsin has more than 5,500 dairy farms, far more than any other state.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process. We have trialed. I know WVDL has done some trial of non-H5N1 just to see if the process works. And we're confident that will work, but partnering with them, and it's about 1,250 samples a week once we are fully rolling.
That's a lot of testing. Adam Brock, the administrator for the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Division of Food and Recreational Health. A couple things that they reminded producers about. This will not disrupt commerce, and this will not disrupt their daily activities on the farm. Brock also pointed out, for anyone that wants to follow along or be alerted to testing updates, you can go to the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection's website and sign up for updates. To date, Wisconsin has not detected any high-path avian influenza within our dairy population.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
For more food news, pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. Sign up for our daily e-newsletter, and you won't miss a thing. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
It is going to be windy and cold with rain, heavy rain likely here today. In fact, we could get an inch to an inch and a half or more by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high today near 50, wind will be east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, 46. Tomorrow, not as windy. High of 51. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Algebra 3. That was the worst class ever. Algebra 3. Remember? I didn't actually take Algebra 3. I took Algebra 1 three times. But that's addition. But I was wrong. Back in the day, I would tell the teacher, I'm never going to use this algebra stuff, right? I always tell the teacher, I'm never going to use this algebra. But you don't use it very much, but once in a while, I use algebra. Like a few months back, I was in the train station in Baltimore, and train A was going to be leaving the station at 5 p.m. and traveling west at 80 miles per hour. And train B was going to be leaving the station 3 hours later on a parallel track, but going 100 miles per hour. In Windsor, out of the southeast, at 18 miles per hour. And there was a 30% chance of rain. The Dow Jones had dropped 200 points that day. The NASDAQ was up 40. I weighed 195 pounds. My blood pressure was 122 over 60. And the Kansas City Chiefs had a record of 8-2 and were atop the leaderboard of the AFC West. And I had to figure out what train to get on. Luckily, there's an app for that now. It's called Choo Choo. Choo Choo, C-H-U-C-H-U. Just get the free version, good enough.
Painted Black, 6:39. Local news, Tamla's hit to WRJN. Showers today could be heavy, we're told. Doesn't look like it now. Well, the clouds are really starting to roll in now. It was sunny this morning when I woke up, though. Showers, highs near 50 today. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 47. Showers, highs near 51 tomorrow. Cloudy, 47 degrees right now here at Radio Park. Not getting a good night's sleep lately? Well, pay attention to this. A few weeks ago, someone set up a cliff bed in China. It allows thrill seekers the chance to sleep on a bed that's perched 330 feet off the ground. It only costs $13.50, and you wear a safety harness, of course, just in case you have a bad dream and you roll out of bed. My goodness, I don't think you know you roll out of bed. Not at 330 feet or whatever it is there. Hey, right now we've got Pat Boone. Here's Moody River.
Moody River. took my baby's life. Last Saturday evening, came to the old oak tree. It stands beside the river where you were to meet me. On the ground, your glove I found with a note addressed to me. It read, "Dear love, I've done you wrong, now I must set you free. No longer can I live with this hurt and this sin. I just couldn't tell you that guy was just a friend. Looking back at me, tears in his eyes and a prayer on his lips, and the glove of his lost love at his fingertips. Moody River, more deadly than the vainest knife.
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN 642. This is odd but true. South Korea has compulsory military service. Every male 18 to 35 has to serve 2 years. There are very few ways to get out of it, but one of them is winning an Olympic medal. Well, that's easy enough, huh?
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
And Tamla Sets from Jan and Dean, Little Old Lady from Pasadena, 645 at WRJN. Hey, can you name all the time zones in the United States? That's pretty easy, huh? The U.S. used to have more time zones than we have now, a lot more. In the early 1800s, cities set their own time zones based on the sun. There were 144 separate time zones in the U.S. They paired them down to four by 1883. Could you imagine having 144 time zones to figure out what the time is everywhere? All right, the Racine Raiders back in town. They continue the season Saturday against the Illinois Cowboys at historic Horlick Field. WRJN will air the game featuring Don Wadewitz on the play-by-play with pregame at 6:45, kickoff at 7. Raiders football is sponsored by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmus and Diamonds, providing Racine's beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. And Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, along with Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Tropic Time at WRJN. You know what? I'm putting my finger up here. I think it's going to rain. It is. It's going to rain Raiders tickets. If you haven't won anything in the past 60 days with us, give me a call right now for a four-pack of tickets to this Saturday's game against the Illinois Cowboys at historic Horlick Field. You want to go? All right, give me a call. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. From all the calls coming in, I'm going to plunk down on one of them, and you're going to get a four-pack of tickets to go to historic Horlick Field this Saturday for a beautiful night watching the Racine Raiders take on the Illinois Cowboys. Should be a lot of fun. 262-634-9756.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Oh my God, you guys, Legally Blonde continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Elle Woods is totally in love with Warner until he dumps her to attend Harvard Law. Determined to win him back, Elle ditches fashion magazines for law books and gets accepted to Harvard too. Tackling stereotypes, statutes, and scandal, she defies expectations and proves herself to the world in this fabulously fun and inspiring musical. Call the box office 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Craving something warm, savory, straight from the oven? Head to Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where handcrafted quiche is one of their many passions. Sink your fork into the caramelized onion and bacon, a rich blend of sweet, smoky goodness. Try the spinach and gruyere, where tender greens meet the nutty melt of aged cheese. Or savor the garden fresh combo of spinach, mushroom, and feta, a favorite that's perfect for sunny mornings and laid-back brunches. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
The Monkees, it's 6:52 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Here's a restaurant to avoid. A high-end restaurant in Tampa used garnishes taken from plants out in back of the restaurant where the dogs frequently, let's just say, visited. How's that? Yummy. Gary Lewis and the Playboys. Looking for showers today with a high near 50. Right now, cloudy and 47 at Radio Park. She's just my style.
Every time I see her, she don't even look my way. Maybe she will notice me, but then what would I say? I would say what's on my mind, but the words are hard to find. But I'm gonna try to tell her anyway.
Don't you know that she's just my
son of comedian Jerry Lewis and She's just my style. It's 656 at WRJN. So a luxury supermarket is selling expensive bags of ice. They cost $29.99 each. They get 8 ice cube balls for $29.99. I guess they're for fancy cocktails. That's the only thing I could think of, huh? All right, you remember actor Cuba Gooding Jr.? He won the Academy Award for Jerry Maguire. Well, here's his father singing with the main ingredient. Everybody plays the fool here at WRJN.
Okay, so your heart broke. You sit around hoping, crying, crying. You say you even thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I'm lying. Everybody plays the fool. Falling in love is such an easy thing.
Everybody plays the fool. It's 6:59 at WRJN. Question: would you rather be 5 times smarter, richer, or more attractive? By the way, the top answer in an online poll was 5 times smarter. Now, the question is, would you really want an IQ that high and have to live in a world surrounded by idiots? It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check our news.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. 4 days after that mass jailbreak in Louisiana, 6 escaped inmates are still on the run, and some prosecutors and court witnesses have been taken into hiding for fear they may be targeted for revenge. CBS's Naomi Ruckum reports.
Officials believe those still on the run may be relying on the help of family and friends. Family members of their victims are now in fear for their own lives. At least one escaped inmate was captured based on a tip from the public, and authorities have now upped their reward to a total of $20,000 per fugitive.
More tornadoes ripped through the nation's midsection yesterday. At least 4 confirmed in Nebraska and in Oklahoma.
Well, the wind started blowing real hard, and it was probably 75 to 80 miles per hour, and me and my girlfriend, we got back in the house.
More than two dozen dead since the storms hit this past